Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We have different tools that we could be using to lift the standard and the level of education in South Africa. We've got artificial intelligence, we've got machine learning, and we really wanted to weigh in on how it is being used, where it is being used, and how do we scale it? How do we roll it out on a larger scale? So we've got hold of Adam Ferrell. He's a teacher at Redham House Atlantic Seaboard. Morning, Adam. How are you?
Good morning. Well, thanks. Thank you so much for having me on Chai FM. Really excited to be here.
Oh, we're very excited to have you. What's your weather like? Just so that we know what's coming our way.
Oh, it's just beautiful. So we're in Greenpoint at the moment, and I'm standing here looking out over the stadium. There's no wind, the sea is calm, it's just an absolutely fantastic day here in Cape Town.
Absolutely amazing. All right, so let's look at the opportunities. There's been a lot of hype around ChatGPT. We see that Microsoft has launched their own AI. So what are the opportunities in education for where we can use these tools?
Yeah, this is a great question. So from the AI perspective and looking at AI, it gives us the very foundational ability to help students who might not necessarily understand some basic concepts, and then give them the opportunities just to have a baseline knowledge or a baseline level of understanding that then we can kind of promote or encourage higher order thinking on top of. And so that's been sort of our experience with AI so far, looking at how we can customize learning outcomes for students, how we can deal with barriers to learning and barriers to learning opportunities, and giving them the ability to and the space to be able to do that.
How do you do that materially?
So there are a few ways that we kind of approach AI from a teaching perspective. The one way we can approach AI from a teaching perspective is we can approach it as a teacher. So how you construct your lesson plan. And by using AI to do that and to play that role, what we end up having is more space and more time to actually be involved with students in the classroom, giving them the opportunities they need and giving them the attention they need. So that's one element that we can do that. Another way we can do that is by helping them improve their critical thinking skills. So we did a writing activity recently with my grade 8 class, and in the writing activity, we looked at how we could use AI to better improve their language usage, their word choices, their syntax, which is how they put sentences together, and these sort of concepts and ideas.
So that's how it's being used from the teacher side. What happens if students decide, well, they want to use AI to put their homework together? How do you pick that up?
So that has been a massive kind of pedagogical concern with the whole sort of movement at the moment. It has ruined the idea of the take-home essay as such, in the sense that we now can no longer just send an essay home. But that is actually a great thing, because earlier you were speaking about practical education and solving practical real-world problems.
Yeah.
So the idea here now is to look at education from a case study perspective, so case by case, what sort of situation, what kind of problem are we looking at solving, and then how do we use AI to give us the basics so that we can then customize and create bespoke learning experiences or answers to these real-life, very applicable opportunities for students.
How do we as parents come to terms with how education is changing? I mean, education is nowhere near where it was when I was at school, where you had to go and look up things. Today you Google, you get 50 million results for the same question. And that's what you learn. It's very siloed, if I can put it that way. You know, it's really changing. I mean, that's a challenge, is also for parents to understand.
Yeah, I think so. So from a parent's perspective, is school is completely different to what it was when you were there. Even as a teacher, I mean, I've been teaching for 12 years now. It's changed from when I began teaching to what it is today. The entire thing is different. And that's not it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's quite an exciting thing.
Yes.
And also, I mean, I'm not advocating throwing the baby out with the bathwater in the sense of saying that there aren't some fundamentals that we still work through, many fundamentals and reinforce a lot of the learning we do with just plain old good old-fashioned rote learning or these sort of elements of learning. But we now have the ability and the opportunity and the trajectory to be able to really take learning beyond what we perceive it to be. And if you really give it some thought, like learning is such a natural thing. We all do it all the time. And it's almost this intrinsic thing. And what something like AI does is stimulates curiosity. And it's the curiosity, the autodidactic, the self-learning opportunity that this now gives students. It means that information, access to information, and then kind of self-actualization on top of that is more accessible now than ever before. And I think that's the joy of artificial intelligence, machine learning, and ChatGPT.
Absolutely fascinating. And this is a conversation, and I'm glad that we're starting it. Adam, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for your time, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
And to you too. Enjoy the good weather and send it our way. That's Adam Ferrell. He's a teacher at Redham House Atlantic Seaboard. How education is changing, and if anything, it's showing us the disparity between state education and private education.